It's a new day. New rules.
Let's do it.
And it's going to make it so much sweeter.
Oh, I can't wait.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. It's 9 o'clock. It's Tuesday, and it's time for Where They Whinin'. If you are new to the game, here's how it works.
Okay.
Kimmy has a post from the neighborhood apps that you guys send her.
Yeah.
We greatly appreciate it. She removes street names and town references to not give it away, but there are still little clues in there. Mm. And if you listen,
I have to listen,
you'll be able to figure out, based on town stereotypes and things we know about places we live, which town, village, neighborhood in the city of Rochester this post comes from.
Mm.
And we're going to figure out where they whine. And again, if you're just joining us, you guys voted, the people were heard. The new rule for 2025 is if you win, much like the NFL draft, number one goes to the back of the line for the next week.
Mm-hmm.
So just waste everybody's time until I come up with the better, the winning pick at the end of the thing. Okay, great. Are you ready, Kimmy?
I'm ready.
Let's do this thing.
It happened again.
I
didn't even say anything yet.
Where's it always happening, bro?
Where's it happening?
You know where.
Tell me. Go ahead.
No.
Anyways, it happened again. I was rudely cut in line at the blank. No, I'm sorry. At blank for the 100th time today.
Were they rudin'?
It's the last straw. As much as I love blank's food, I will not return. I only have a limited amount of time to grab lunch every day. Everyone knows the parking lot is chaotic at noon. I try to get there a few minutes prior to avoid the rush. Then you have to deal with the line if it's busy. Those minutes add up. Apparently some customers can't wrap their heads around how the line at blank is supposed to work, so the whole process takes longer than it should. They need to come up with a better system. I was running late to my job this afternoon because two young women with large orders cut me. It's always young people buried in their phones, unaware of social situations. People don't have manners anymore. They didn't think to say excuse me or even acknowledge that I was there waiting patiently before they got there. Have some awareness for your surroundings. I'll speak for the over 50 crowd. It's time for millennials to check themselves and ask how they could be better contributors to society.
Millennials are like 35.
Just check
your ass.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Just because you don't have a job doesn't mean you should keep me from mine. Kids in their 20s have no respect. Hashtag end wokeness.
End wokeness.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Threw that in there too.
By the way, if they're there at the same time you are, you have a job, you also have a job.
Well, they earned the time off.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy Mulay, you kick it off because you don't win.
It popped right in my head.
Oh, did it? What do you got?
So where are the rude fatties at? Where are you rude and fat?
Why do you think fat?
This had all to do about fast food and eating.
No, this could be a coffee place.
Could be. They sell all that stuff in there. They sell all the fatty foods.
Okay.
So where are the rude fatties hanging?
You tell me.
West Side.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Chubbly Chai Lai.
Didn't you just pick Chai Lai?
Many weeks ago.
I can't even think. There's like seven restaurants at Chai Lai.
Are you kidding me?
No, this is my serious face.
How do you go to Bill Gray's?
It's next to...
It's nothing but Chubbly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where?
Name some restaurants at Chai Lai.
All of them. There's the one by the Chinese place. There's the Indian joint. There's
I love how he didn't name the Chinese place. He talked about the one near the Chinese place.
Yeah, and then there's the Chinese place.
Of all of the places you could have named, if you were going for a wide group of restaurants.
A wide group of wide people.
Chai Lai was the word. Chai Lai people are super polite.
Not when they're hungry.
It's only when you
do not get in the way of a chubbly Chai Lai when they're hungry.
Okay. That was the worst pick you've ever made. That was the worst pick you've ever made.
I can't hear you. You're so far down the chain.
Well, look, the good news for you is after that pick, you won't have to worry about
in the basement right
you
now?
Won't have to worry about
maybe
going.
Yeah, maybe yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have my stars, maybe yeah.
Look,
maybe yeah.
Me being the star leader, as the new rule, as
new rule.
You voted on, I will be going last today, being the champion.
Last of the bunch.
Yes.
Yep.
So I am now seceding my spot until the last pick.
Okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. There was one rule and one rule only. You get to pick one town.
Yep.
One town. If we pick up your call.
Yep.
And somebody had already said what you were going to say. You got two options. You can hang up the phone, try again next week. We will not be upset. Or pick a different town. If we answer the phone and say, oh, I was going to say, but then I went, ah, you have been disqualified, and the commissioner, who we know buckles to social pressure, has all final say. Mm. Are we ready?
Yes.
252 WCMF, let's kick it off with Peyton. Hey, Peyton, where are they whining?
Hey, guys and girl. Hi, Kimmy. I got to say, Henrietta, I'm going with weird parking lots. Random area sounds like Henrietta.
I mean, okay, so that's not the worst pick in the world. But here's the thing, Peyton.
Big lunchtime area.
Not like those other towns where they don't eat lunch.
Man, you don't think that Jeff is slammed at lunch?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Every suburb now, at least that touches the city of Rochester or is close, Peyton, it seems like they all have restaurants and parking lots like that now.
I would say that, and I was thinking of a few others that I'm not going to name.
Okay.
But at the same time, I was thinking mass populations where you're getting a lot of rude people, and Henrietta's got the most variety for food, I'd say.
Wait. I'm from Henrietta. We're not rude.
The biggest variety of rude people.
I mean, we're polite people.
You do have a nice cross-section of rude.
I did just tell a story where I went to punch a guy in the face.
They're trying to get to their lunch. It's all packed. It's always packed in Henrietta. Jefferson is terrible, let's be honest.
All right, Peyton, we got you for Henrietta. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Caleb. Hello, Caleb.
You're happy.
Where are they whining, bud?
We're going to go with Brighton.
Why Brighton?
Just feeling the vibe. It's not. I don't feel like it's west side. I feel like it's more uptight east side,
ooh,
but not so far.
Ooh. So wait, are you going based solely on 12 corners?
Yes.
Okay. That'd be the only spot.
Well, no, I mean, there are other restaurants in Brighton. Yeah.
I mean, but that's like the hot spot.
Well, no, I mean, down Monroe Ave, there's more restaurants that are in Brighton.
Yeah, that's like a sea hare going into Pittsburgh.
Still Brighton.
Brighton.
Well, no, I'm trying to think.
I don't see Brighton being rude.
What are you talking about? Anywhere that has a more affluent community is more likely to be rude.
That's stuck up.
What? Yeah,
anywhere with people on it, honestly.
Get him, Caleb. We're just all humans trying to be people, man.
Yeah.
All right, Caleb. Thanks for the call, man.
No problem, man. We'll see you.
There goes Caleb. He actually talks like that, though. Like, you can't do an impression. It was Calebception. He's doing an impression of me doing an impression of him. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Skyler. Skyler, where are they whining, bud?
Hey, morning, guys. Hilton.
Why Hilton?
Because ever since you started this game, I just wanted to get on the radio and say, Hilton.
All right.
Hilton. I'm going to go with Hilton.
All right. That was also a terrible pick, Skyler. It was terrible.
It's my first time, so at least just wish me luck because I'm Hilton.
No, I won't because I need my luck because I'm going last. But thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How do you feel about getting a lady in here?
Oh, yes. Jam her in.
She might be a first-timer?
Oh.
Let's get a new lady in. Let's talk to Aaron. Aaron, where are they whining?
I'm going to say Victor.
Okay, I like Aaron. Why Victor?
Because they have a lot of rude young people.
Okay, now I don't like Aaron anymore.
There are a lot of mean old people.
Okay, so rude young people, mean old people, but you being right in the middle, you're perfect, Aaron.
I don't live there, so yeah.
Okay, Aaron, is this your first time playing Where They Whining?
Affirmative.
Okay, can I ask you a question just for our statistical analysis?
Sure.
How old are you?
43.
You're too young to say old people rude, young people dicks. What are you doing? Aaron,
well,
fight.
She is kind of in the middle.
No, but fight the old lady in you. You're not there yet.
But she probably works
taken
in
over
Victor.
Yet.
Jeez. All right, where do you live where you think Victor is rude?
Livingston County.
Livingston County.
But okay. Do you work in Victor?
No. I just know people there.
She spent time.
All right, if you know Aaron, you live in Victor, she hates you.
That wasn't a no.
Well, no, that was a sheep in the background. Aaron, thanks for the call. We got you for Victor. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, where are they whining, buddy?
The Chick-fil-A in Irondequoit.
Oh, you're calling your spot.
Man, side pocket.
Yeah, because every time I've gone by there, it is like cars honking and it looks like a giant can of worms mess.
Is it still crazy there?
Yeah, I mean, no, the one in
so
Henrietta.
It never died down?
No, I mean... There's only three, right, Barbara, in Monroe County?
That's enough.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, you know, it's a very unique chicken sandwich, and if you want it. No, I mean, but here's the thing, Barbara. There's three Chick-fil-A's, so if you think it's Chick-fil-A, and they're all the parking lots look like that, I don't why Irondequoit?
I think maybe it's like somebody coming from Rochester General Hospital. You know, like they said, they only got so much time.
Chicken
kind of close
nurse.
By, but, you know, they're worried about chewing her up all that time.
All right.
That's the largest employer in the area.
All right, Barbara. Okay, he did his research. Can't fault him for that. Barbara, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We are slammed with ladies today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't do anything with that, really.
Yeah. It's First time in your life. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get one more in here before we have Kimmy reread for the folks that are just joining us. Let's talk to Bree. Hello, Bree.
Hi.
Hello. Where they went?
I'm picking Greece.
Why Greece?
Because I think near Unity Hospital, it's really congested around lunchtime.
Okay.
With, like, the plaza on Ridgeway and also 104 on Ridge Road, like Chipotle. Terrible parking lot to get in and out of, and a huge line.
Well, but I mean, it's anywhere on Ridge, on Jefferson, on, you know, Ridge and Arundel. All right, Bree, can I ask you also a personal question, if you mind me asking?
Sure.
Is this your first participation in Where They Wine It?
No.
Okay, you've done it before. Bree, I won with Greece last week, which means the odds that it's Greece again is almost infinitesimal. So I feel like you just wasted everybody's time.
I disagree. You never know. It's a new year. Anything can happen.
Okay, that's very optimistic.
She should pick something else then.
Well, I mean, is there a second town you were thinking?
Nope, I don't think so.
No, not at all. Are you sure? You don't
wanna... Nothing popping into your mind.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Right.
She knows the game.
Smart Bree. Yeah.
Oh, not going to get Bree today.
Bree, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Sit tight, Kimmy. Can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us on Where They Went?
Sure can.
Thank you.
It happened again. I was rudely cut in line at blank for the 100th time today. It's the last straw. As much as I love blank's food, I will not return. I only have a limited amount of time to grab lunch every day. Everyone knows the parking lot is chaotic at noon. I try to get there a few minutes prior to avoid the rush. Then you have to deal with the line if it's busy. Those minutes add up. Apparently, some customers can't wrap their heads around how the line at blank is supposed to work. So the whole process takes longer than it should. They need to come up with a better system. I was late running, I was late returning to my job this afternoon because two young women with large orders cut me. It's always young people buried in their phones, unaware of social situations. People don't have manners anymore. They didn't think to say excuse me or even acknowledge that I was there waiting patiently before they got there. Have some awareness for your surroundings. I'll speak for the over 50 crowd. It's time for millennials to check themselves.
Can I time out real quick?
Yep.
I love when she goes, I'll speak for the over 50 crowd. Like the over 50 crowd is silent about anything. Hey, guys, all stand up for us as we all yell at the top of our lungs all the things that we don't like at all times. I'm sorry, go on.
I'll speak for the over 50 crowd. It's time for millennials to check themselves and ask how they could be better contributors to society. Just because you don't have a job doesn't mean you should keep me from mine. Kids in their 20s have no respect. Hashtag end wokeness. Just threw that in there.
252-WCMF. Tommy is in Chi-Li, which was the worst pick you could have made. By far the worst pick you could have made. I am going last based on the rule change that you guys voted on last week because I am the champion and the star leader still. Peyton is in Henrietta. Caleb is in Brighton. Skyler picked Hill-Ann. Aaron is out in Victor because they got a lot of young punks and a lot of old rude people. Barber chose the Chick-fil-A parking lot in Arundel. Bree is in the town of Greece, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get back to some dudes. How about that? I know you're excited about it. I got that first. You.
Dude it up.
Steve, me up. Where they whited, buddy?
I got to go with Canandaigua.
Why Canandaigua?
Well, I guess that's what's left for me.
Okay, well, just talk about it. There's only one, two, three, four, five, six. They only picked seven towns, man. You had
like
plenty.
Sounds like you were in a bread line.
Sounds like, Steve, you wanted to pick something else.
Was there another town you had in mind?
Shut up. Just go on with the game.
Why are you so rude? Steve.
I don't think that's working anymore.
Steve, I politely ask you a question.
Steve
and
knows the game.
He's on the board.
Yeah, I know what you're doing, Dick.
Shut up, Dick. Steve, nice to meet you. Have a great rest of the day.
Yep, see you.
There goes Steve in Canandaigua. Of all the things that were left, you couldn't. It's one road. There's never.
Well, there's two roads, technically. You can turn.
Okay.
Where all the food is.
252-WCMF. Let's get back to the ladies. That was very unsettling. Let's talk to Claudia. Hello, Claudia.
Hi.
Where are they whining, Claudia?
Definitely whining in Webster.
Why Webster?
Well, since I've lived here for 22 years, this place has gotten so congested between the two high schools and the Ridge Road, which
has
so many new businesses, including several different new restaurants. They're building restaurants on top of restaurants. There's just like no.
Oh, yeah, you've been to that new place called anymore. The Second Floor.
They got a pizza joint with a Ferrari in it.
I will say this. Oh. Webster, and I don't know if it's just because, you know, sprawl happens. Mm. It is like the most inefficient community I've ever been to.
Like to get around. Or
everything
something?
Is off of one road.
Yes.
Everything is off
Everything's behind something else.
Yes, exactly. Like who the hell thought up Webster?
And that's why the traffic is outrageous.
Okay,
cool.
That's why I got out, man.
Claudia, yeah, is that what it was? Not that you were run out of there with pitchforks. Claudia, we got you for Webster. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Dale. Dale, where they want him, buddy?
Dale, I think, Fairport.
Why Fairport?
The school, the constant pauses right next to each other, the fact that, like, it's just, it's upper middle class, they're rude sometimes. I'm from there, so okay. I know.
So you're a dick, too?
All the time, I'm the hugest dick.
Okay, wait. You said the high school. I thought the high school was on, like, that. The high school is the road that also, like, connects kind of to where the ice rink is there. That's not that busy a road, is it?
It backs up in the mornings and in the afternoons, and they're picking up kids from the school, and the buses and everything all get jammed in there.
You can't get the Clausens on time?
It's a hellscape.
Can't get the Clausens on time. It's got to be Clausens.
I do love Clausens. Have you been to Clausens?
No.
It's like a deli, old school deli, but like they serve like sandwiches and stuff. They got some great stuff at Clausens.
I'll have to check it out.
I'm going to go because my daughter's got a hockey game at the Rochester Ice Center next week. I'm going to Clausens.
Enjoy. All right.
Thanks, Dale.
Going to give me a sandwich.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can I also point out that having not picked second, it has taken Tommy out of the game because he doesn't have a chance to make fun of what I picked because he doesn't listen to what anyone else says when they
I
call.
Heard that.
No, you didn't? Okay, really?
Yeah.
What did Dale just pick?
Clausen's because they got a great sandwich.
What town?
I forgot.
It literally just happened.
I know it did.
He said he was from this town.
I knew Webster was the one before that.
What town did Dale just pick?
Clausen's. I'm going to stand with my pick.
There was a delicate balance we had for this segment that has been ruined, and this is what happened, Timmy, when you buckle to outside pressure.
Well, it takes time
pressure.
To work things
Every week's going
to
be a little different.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, let's talk to Tim. Tim, where are they whining, buddy? Tim?
Timmy.
Jim, Slim, whoever you are, where are they whining?
Tim, Canandaigua.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Canandaigua.
Oh! Were you not listening? Steve picked Canandaigua.
We said Tim 1,000. Wait, is your name Tim? With a T?
Tim, yeah.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter what your name is, because you're out of there, bitch! You've been disqualified!
Come on, Duffy, give me a chance.
I did, and you just qualified yourself. What's that?
I met you at the breakthrough. It's Phil Gray's. My wife. You knew my wife, Katie.
Okay, all right, tell you what. Why don't you pick another town, then, if it's not Canandaigua?
Nah. Oh, God, I don't know.
Just pick any town.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll try, I don't know what's been picked.
Get it to him. You've been double disqualified because you suck. And here's the thing. No matter what town you said, I was going to disqualify anyway because you can't pick two towns, Tim. Thanks for the call, buddy. Try again next week. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. That horn gives me power. It makes me feel warm inside.
Until it's used against you.
Well, yes, which was horse crap. 252-WCMF, let's rip through some here. Chris, where are they whining, buddy?
Penfield.
Why Penfield?
Just because it's a busy area. There's that big plaza with the Wegmans and then the Taco Bell and all those places over there.
I don't think Penfield, it's too sparsely populated, I think.
No, but right where he's talking is kind of like on the border of Webster.
I understand, but it's like it's still not that busy compared to other places.
I don't know. It probably gets jammed up in the lunchtime.
Oh, I didn't hear. I didn't consider. Jammed up in the lunchtime.
To jam your mouth.
Chris, we got you from Penfield. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to JT. JT, where are they whining, buddy?
Gates.
Why Gates?
Because everybody knows. It's the kids on their phone, grumpy old people waiting in line for lunch.
That's a nice mix.
Cut off capital of Western New York.
And y'all are rude.
What a rude.
Even the priests are rude out there, man.
I didn't know Gates was the cutoff capital.
It is? Really? JT?
I have not heard that.
Since when?
It's a snark-ass town.
Snark-ass town. It's on the sign. They put it on the sign. Welcome to Gates, a snark-ass town. Hold on, JT. I'm trying to think what part of Gates would be so busy that you couldn't navigate your way in and out. Where?
The Wegmans.
On Lyle?
On Yeah.
Okay. My former employer, by the way.
Ooh, look at that.
That's right.
So proud.
JT, we got you for Gates. That was a terrible pick.
I don't know.
Awful pick. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Armand. Hey, Armand, where are they whining, buddy?
Collegetown.
Okay, so would we call that Mount Hope?
I don't know what you call it. Whatever you want to call it.
Right, I don't know why you give me attitude, man. I'm trying to help you. Dear God, what is with everybody?
For once,
you're trying to help somebody. I don't believe it.
Okay. But, all right.
Collegetown, because that Chipotle get real packed. There's a Starbucks next to it.
Hey, stupid. Every Chipotle is always real packed. I've never been to a Chipotle that wasn't always real packed.
Oh, my gosh. But the parking lot is like the smallest parking lot you can probably find at a Chipotle. It's so tight in that parking lot, you can't even pull a pickup truck in there. And I think, she's 50 years old. She probably work at the hospital.
Okay.
And she's tight on time. So,
right, a lot of hospital guesses. We had Unity. We had General.
A lot of hospitals in the area.
So thank you.
Like a,
thank you.
All right, so like a chubby nurse.
Yeah, chubby nurse. You know, she don't got time to walk, so she drive over there.
Did you just hear It ain't strong, bro. It ain't strong. The cafeteria at Strong is one of the best restaurants, bro. Man. No, you're staying at Strong because the Strong cafeteria is one of the best restaurants in the greater Rochester area.
Hitting your salad bar and your artisanal soup.
I was just about to say, nobody want no dry old tuna sandwich.
Bro, I'm telling you, Armand, I say you hurt yourself
you're
and go to the ER.
Tommy. You're
go
killing
to the,
him.
Hurt yourself and go to the ER just to get lunch and your eyes will be open.
Dry
I love that place.
Tuna sandwich.
I was there not too long ago. I got like third degree burn from sliding playing kickball.
Bro, aren't you in your 30s?
Yeah. And it's crazy because I played rugby and I got hurt playing kickball. Which is crazy.
What a dumbass.
Third degree kickball burns.
By the way, what was the food you said they served at Strong?
Dry old tuna sandwiches.
Wasn't that your mom's nickname, Tommy? Armand, thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I will Normally, this would wrap it up, but our new rules prevents that.
Yeah.
Ben's on CMF. Okay. Ben, where are they whining?
Well, I got my I totally lost it. I got my vote, or whatever. I don't know. This
Say
sucks.
It out loud, okay. Stupid!
I can't, because I'm trying to think of a town. I'm going to go with Irondequoit. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, what'd you say?
Your mom's house is what I said.
Oh! Ben has been disqualified because he sucks so hard.
Ben, you suck. Ben, you suck. Ben, you suck so hard. Ben, you suck.
Good luck
Ben,
winning going last, Pat.
Hey, you know what's a better chance of winning going last?
Is that all this entire...
Bro, he's been on hold. He's been on hold for 24
How
minutes.
How you didn't make an adjustment and pick a town?
Oh, he hung up. Ben is mad. Ben is mad at you.
Why is he mad at me?
Ben is so mad. Ben never hangs up on us. He wants all the hang time he can get. You screwed it up. All right, everybody on hold. We are already late, and it is time for the champion to arrive.
Sorry, I can't get past third degree kickball.
Dry ass tuna sandwich. Can't park my truck.
So I have been sitting on this town the whole time.
Oh,
and nobody picked it.
First pick.
Nobody.
That's total jive.
No, I swear to God.
Oh, he's been sitting on it. Nobody figured it out. Go ahead.
There are a lot still on the board.
Mm-hmm.
It's East Side with a West Side flavor. Because it's the entitlement of the East Side with the anger of the West Side. Kids don't do nothing. Everybody's always in my way. Blah, 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 blah. And if I were to ask you, Tommy, which town fits the bill for East Side with West Side sensibilities, your response would be?
It would be ER.
By the way, he should be disqualified because he said two towns.
What'd you say?
He just said ER.
He
said,
asked me
but what did you say?
I asked him what town he think it would be. He thought it would be, and he said ER, so he should be disqualified.
Wait, I need to replay that.
I said, I gave my points.
No.
No,
saying which towns were still left.
No.
I thought.
Okay, doesn't matter. You should have been disqualified, but you're not going to win anyway. It's a tight town with a bunch of people who have been there for a long time. There are a couple of, there are only a handful of businesses. However, those businesses are always packed, and they're always packed. It's not about big or small.
It ain't that,
It's about perception.
There ain't a store that qualifies.
Leo's Bakery and Deli, so sweet, so sweet.
There's a line out the door.
All the time.
Yeah, Christmas.
Man, take that. Yeah.
Line out the door.
Your fate, are you done?
You're going out for Italian cookies, honey.
They whining in East Rochester.
Leo's Bakery.
So sweet, so sweet.
Yeah, I know. It's quality joint.
Look, bro, even Timothy Patrick's, that bar that's off of 441.
TP?
Yeah. Like, even that place is crowded, and it's a tiny little
joint. I've never seen a line out in front of TP.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay. Look, you know what? The ones in the know call it Timothy Patrick's. Right. The outsiders, TP.
TP.
Yeah. All right. Let's recap real quick.
Go ahead.
I can't wait, bro. I can't wait to see
Leo's
your face.
Leo's Bakery.
Tommy is in Chi-Li. Peyton is in Henrietta. Caleb is in Brighton. Skylar is in Hilton. Aaron is in Victor because the young people suck and the old people are cranky. Barbara chose the Chick-fil-A parking lot in Irondequoit.
Yeah.
Bree is in Greece because of Unity over there.
Yeah.
Steve is in Canandaigua because he couldn't pick another town. Was it Claudia? She's out in Webster.
Claudia.
Dale is in Fairport because he's from Fairport and he's also a dick. That's the one you couldn't remember.
Yeah, but all picks are local.
Go out to Clawson's. Mm-hmm. Tim disqualified himself by picking Canandaigua. Chris is in Penfield. JT is in Gates, the home of Cutter Offers, as he put it. Armand picked Mount Hope because it was a chubby nurse who didn't want to walk over to Chipotle. Ben sat on over 24 minutes, disqualified himself, and then hung up in frustration. And I, having to go last based on the new Where They Wine and rules that the champ goes last, have chosen East Rochester. Are we ready?
I am ready.
I will let you know right now, if I pulled this off, you will never, ever, ever hear the end of it.
That's you anyway.
Okay. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Sit down.
Spencer Boy! Look you right in the eyes. Right in the face. Right in the face. Oh, she's got a weird look on her face.
She always says
that. Come on, no. Tell me it happened.
Well, something happened. Actually, this game, changing it up, I think was in favor of somebody who won. Because they whined in Henrietta.
Hey, look at that, Peyton. Congratulations, Peyton. Our second caller.
The second guest, which would have normally been your guest.
You're right.
So Peyton benefited from the new rule change.
Oh, here's the thing.
Yes,
I had East Rochester in my head the whole time, so I would have chosen East Rochester.
Nobody asked you any of this. Nobody asked you for any of this information of what was in your head with your pick.
He's not listening. The point I'm making is this.
Go ahead.
Had the rules not changed, Peyton still would have gotten on first at three, picked Henrietta, and
you're
won.
You're so good, but he still would have beat you?
No, again,
that's
amazing. He's not listening.
I'm listening to you completely. Pointless information just to brag about yourself.
I'm not bragging. I'm saying I would have been wrong at two.
But
so the rule change didn't affect anything
Thank God, Pat. Thank God. You're so cool, Pat.
We'll never know.
You're
but
so
either
cool.
way.
He's making this
Peyton,
up.
I was going to pick
Peyton, first
one.
Time winner, by the way. I just checked the board. I don't think he is won
Pat's
before.
Pat's clapping for him.
So,
no, I'm really happy.
Congratulations to our newest star
way to go,
earner.
Peyton. That's great. Mm. Congratulations. Mm. I'm happy for you. Hey, what happened?
Nothing.
No, happened?
I still go first.
Nothing to happen? Yeah, you still go first. Mm. Or as we call it, fake.
First is locked
first
in.
First loser. Yeah,
locked
forever. Because you will never win ever again.
I'll never be unseated.
I mean, in reality, Peyton had the first pick because you just opened your mouth. Stupid crap falls out of it. Congratulations, Peyton. Let's take a break.
All right,
so here's the thing. This is potentially a great deal.
Okay.
Because every year, the Rochester Red Wings, specifically their general manager and our good buddy Dan Mason, is willing to make a bet.
Yeah, yeah.
They're willing to bet the weather is nice enough on opening day that you're going to come and have a good time. And
yeah.
if not, they're going to double you up, bud.
Sweet.
But
it's a twofer.
It is. It's a twofer, yeah. But like there is kind of a flaw in this idea.
Whatever.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The Rochester Red Wings return to Innovative Field on April 1st. Pitchers and catchers report for some teams in just a couple of days.
Damn.
Man, there's a reason why they make $750 million in their contract. however, yesterday, the Rochester Red Wings and GM Dan Mason once again presented their 50-degree guarantee.
Okay.
Now, how this works, if the temperature should fail to reach 50 degrees on April 1st when the Wings host the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs in their season opener, all fans in attendance will be able to redeem their ticket for any other home game in April or May during the 2025 season.
Nice.
So the idea is you either get a really nice day to watch a baseball game, and if it's not nice, well, guess what? You can come back again.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul. So you obviously want a nice day because it's not tickets to Red Wings games are expensive. Mm. In fact, I would argue they're the best bargain in Rochester.
Yeah.
But, like, is sitting through, like, a 41-degree, 38-degree game worth getting a free ticket to another game? Honest question. Just take it out loud.
All right. Freezing my ass.
Well,
sorry.
I guess if you go prepared, right? I mean, you sit through colder games in the fall.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Mm.
Not really. I mean, does it get that cold in Rochester? They're usually done by...
No, I'm saying, like, if you go to, like, a Bills game or something.
Okay, here's the difference.
Mm.
So at a Bills game, you got 72,000 people all standing next to each other.
Yeah.
You're jumping around, you're yelling, you're screaming. There's,
but I'm saying you go prepared.
It's a different vibe.
I'm saying like there's more movement
yeah,
and alcohol action. Happening.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I got no problem sitting at a cold baseball game. I just like watching baseball, right? But, I mean, if I'm just sitting there and it's like 38 degrees, I mean, the free ticket is great. I don't want to put myself through that.
And it's going to get, and usually those are, I don't know what day it is. It's probably a night game, right?
Or I don't know. Sometimes they do open in the afternoon.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you want.
A little earlier, early in the season.
So here's what's funny.
What's that?
The average max temperature on April 1st, the average high, is 50 degrees.
Oh, okay.
So
you got a shot.
You're going to be coming right under the gun. Although, no, you got better than a shot. Record high, 1986. 85 degrees.
That's when the weather was weather, bro.
In 86. Yeah, they call it the summer of weather here in Rochester before
hot,
we got
baby.
Here. Yeah. Hot town, summer, April. Like, I mean, when are you in your head ready to go to a baseball game? What
to
month?
Me, it's like May, June.
Okay.
Personally. Because that's like you're getting into summer.
See, that's weird to me.
Why?
Because you're Mr. Heat. You're Mr. Lizard on a Rock. Yeah. I would think you're a July, August kind of baseball
game. Yeah, well, I mean, if I was going to go like the first attempt to go.
Okay.
Wouldn't be until June.
Yeah, May, June. Like late May.
Perfect baseball weather is mid-May. Perfect baseball weather. And I know your husband feels the same way because he's also a big sweaty man like I am.
But it's nice when you're in the sun. You feel the sun on. You get a little tan.
I don't know, though. Like, I've been to some baseball games in mid-July, early August, where if you're in the sun, you're screwed.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Bro, I went to 4th of July. We went to
D.C. Not so much here as it is in other places. But yeah, like you better pick a spot in the shade.
We went to the 4th of July Nationals game. They do it every year. It was super fun. It was the middle of the day. It was so hot.
How hot was it?
I had to buy a second shirt, a tank top at the gift shop because I sweat through my first shirt. Oh. And then I sweat through my tank top. And I was shirtless on the subway for a little while.
Bro. Oh.
You want shirtless? I did it. Nobody stopped me.
Yeah, but my food doesn't get cold. I hate when I get like food and it's going to get cold immediately because it's too chilly.
Oh, what food are you getting at a ballpark?
Hot dog.
Soup. They got soup.
Oh, right. I forgot. They got soup.
You get your soups. All your hot food. I don't like cold nachos.
You're not
prep.
Eating a hot dog, by the way. Yeah, try. Good luck.
Well, maybe.
No.
What about a pretzel?
You're not going to eat a pretzel. It's got too many carbs. Until they open a fennel stand, you ain't buying
fennel.
Seriously, what can you eat inside a ballpark?
Yeah, what's for you?
Well, if I don't bring your mom, I guess just a beer.
Yeah, and you won't drink that either.
Well, I needed to get the taste of your mom out of my
mouth. For God's sakes, man. Dear Lord.
Well, ask me questions.
I did ask you, shut up. 252 WCMF. Once again, the Red Wings unveiled their 50-degree guarantee. Opening day is April 1st when they host the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. If you go to this game, buy a ticket to the game, and the temperature does not hit 50 degrees during the game, you will get a free ticket for any game redeemable in April or May this upcoming season. I am excited about baseball season.
For sure, because it'd be like summer's here. The weather's going to break.
I know, and I think that's part of it, too, why you want the weather to be nicer for baseball, because it's not a sport where you expect it to be cold. No, I mean, it is going to be cold because it starts so early in the spring, but I think it's just that sport that kicks off the nice weather, so you want it to be nice.
It does blow my mind, though, like when it comes to the International League, the league that the Red Wings play in, right? Triple-A baseball. We have the worst weather in the Northeast.
Yes.
Why would you not send them south for a couple of weeks and then let them come home and open up at a nice time?
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Or maybe shrink the goddamn season.
Well, no, because
I don't know how high school and college sports do it around here. I think their spring sport, like I think lacrosse kicks off in March sometimes.
Okay, but I mean, you can play lacrosse in bad weather. Like those baseball teams for a lot of high schools go down and play in like South Carolina and Florida.
For a week, but they, you know what I mean? But that's just like to kick off the season. The rest of their games, they play at home.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Because your husband played baseball.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they made those southern trips when he was in high school.
Yep.
Do you have to pay for that as a parent or does the school pay for that?
I'm not sure. I would assume you're probably responsible for most of the costs as a parent. Maybe the school school's going to provide like the travel and stuff. But.
You don't get a nice trip. I got to go sit and watch my kid play baseball.
I got
for the parents, it would suck, yes.
But the kid, that's a dream scenario. But you know, your kid ain't chucking newspapers to pay for his trip to South Carolina. We're playing on a campus at Clemson.
Well, at least you could drive there, right?
Well, yeah, you're driving a bus, right?
Yeah,
you're not flying
the time.
No, like the parents could just drive there.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
No, you could take that new freebie airline. What's it called?
It's not called Freebie.
Febreze or something?
Yeah, Febreze Air. Yes. Go get it. It smells very nice the whole time.